Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time. Oh, hell yeah. Doing time number 39. I got some guests in the studio. My boy, Mr. Goncalves. Oh, I like that one this time.
It's Monday.
Nice. Ms. Meredith McDermott from Diabetic Dilemmas.
Hola.
And as always, my wingman, Zambo.
Hello.
And we're about to get steadily started. So, what do you call it, as always, Within Brim Skin? Brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce. Making soy sauce cool again. Mane and Tail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. And Beyer Dynamic High Quality Audio Technology. The right product for everything you need. So, to get things started off right...
Today's secret word is...
Dead! Dead. You gotta wait till I say it. Dead. So you guys have been on the show long enough that you should know you gotta scream real loud.
Steve just prematured.
Yeah, you premature.
I preed.
A secret word you laid it.
I preed.
Shut up, Steve.
I preed. I'm sorry. I got too excited. I preed.
Yeah,
disgusting.
Man.
I preed.
Jeez, Christ.
Excuse me.
Listen, all right.
I pre-screamed.
So you know what the secret word is. The secret word, again, is dead. All right. So it doesn't matter where you are, if you're new to the show, wherever you are, if you're driving down the street and there's some kids walking across and they you hear the secret word, you got to scream real loud. Doesn't matter if they get scared.
That's right.
You got to scream real loud.
Or if you're even listening to a conspiracy theorist who says Jeffrey Epstein isn't dead. You know, you have to scream
real loud.
You
still got
to
scream real loud.
Yeah.
So just make sure you do it.
Scare children is what we're saying.
Exactly.
Scare children.
Make them realize life is hard and not the way you always want it.
Yes. Well, okay, we're not going to go there. This is a clean show. Anyway, so this past weekend, just wanted to give a little bit of love and attention to what we were doing. Zambo and I actually hosted the American Cancer Society's event that happened out in at the Gentle Giant Brewing Company in Rockland County.
Yes.
And we actually raised over $5,000.
We did. We unofficially beat the world record that they had.
Oh.
For the most donations in one night for the American Cancer Society.
There you go.
Very nice.
And it was really, really close because they had raised like $4,900 or something.
They were roughly like $80 short. Everyone literally just started pulling out 20s.
I'm like, all right, everybody,
really nice.
Let's dig into your pockets. Let's take it out. And everybody started throwing 20s at us. It was great.
Yeah.
So we were well over $5,000.
Nice.
It was a beautiful thing. And, you know, you got the same thing when you go to dance, don't you, Mr. Goncalves? You got the 20s thrown at you. Like, open up your pockets, guys.
Oh, you don't even know.
Anyway, so I want to say thank you to the American Cancer Society for having us. Also, Gentle Giant Brewing Company, who were amazing people. Zambo and I did a Salivation Radio afterwards.
We did.
So you guys should stay tuned for that. That was interesting. What do you call it? Then we stayed at the Times Hotel in Nyack.
Yes.
Let me tell you, that place was banging.
It really was.
It was
very
really
modern
cool.
And like open. You know what I mean?
I like the skulls all over the place. It's very brimstony.
It was very stony.
Yeah,
it was very stony.
Very stony.
The deco art style was quite nice too. I felt like the wallpaper though, when you were walking down the hallways of the hotel rooms.
Yeah.
They had Rorschach tests all over it, so I found it felt like I was in The Shining a little bit.
Okay.
So I was like just kind of waiting for just two little girls in like blue
me
skirts
too.
To come out and go, come play with us.
It's
and I'm
true.
Like, no, mm-mm.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Every time I walked down the hall, I got a little like, okay, this is interesting.
I do have a story about the hotel though too.
About the next door neighbors.
Yeah, my little neighbors.
Go ahead, let's
do it. You want me to tell you now?
Yeah, do it now.
All right, so basically, we were next to room 420. And we were room 423, but on the other side of the elevator shaft is room 419 and 420, respectively.
You said shaft.
Those two are connected via, it's one of those rooms that are conjoined by a door.
Okay.
So the walls were kind of thin for them, but then also we were right next to them, so we heard everything. People were coughing, drinking, throwing bottles.
You didn't go next door to hang out?
No, I didn't. Because they were probably like just 21 and I'm like almost 30. That's just weird at that point.
This is true.
And then also, they're just noisy and it's like 2 a.m. I'm trying to sleep. Jen's trying to sleep. We're calling. You know, we decided, okay, enough is enough. Jen and I both call guest services.
Okay.
And we said, hey, listen, it's 2 a.m. We're in room 423. We are very tired and next door is just being bonkers right now.
Yeah.
And you better calm them down before we have to go calm them down. And they said, wait, 423? Oh, you're the Brimstone guys. Yeah, no, we'll take care of it right now. Don't even worry about it. Security went up and shut them the F up, and it was glorious until 9 a.m.
Power to the people.
Yes.
So,
it was very
cool.
So it was very cool.
Nice. What do you call it? Hold on. So we've got to do this.
So the Times was very well done. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Times. And happy birthday to Mickey Mouse.
Yes, happy birthday.
So
to Mickey.
It's his 90-somethingth birthday,
mm-hmm.
right? He looks good for 91st. His age.
90-something.
91st?
So Minnie's too.
Old. Minnie's too. Oh, wow. Minnie's too. I don't have a Minnie on the board. I guess I must be, you know, against women or something.
Total. I am in the most chauvinistic.
He's actually
show
not,
ever.
Just so you know.
What?
I said you're not against
no,
women.
No, I'm not.
That's
love women.
That's what I was saying.
Especially my woman.
I know you do.
She's great. So I want to talk about a little something that's been going on. All right. Popeyes has been getting people riled up and crazy this past year. It's been ridiculous. I don't know if they're putting crack in the batter or something, but there's basically, it's been ridiculous. It's one occasion after another. Everybody is going absolutely buck wild. People appear to be sniffing bath salts before eating there, or in this case, before their shift. So this dip, okay,
woo!
Popeye's employee, Deriance Rochelle Hughes, I believe the name is. I shouldn't be giving him any kind of props, but I don't know how to say his name, and I'm just going to say it like that. So he's a 29-year-old fast food worker who obviously can't press buttons correctly on a mapped out computer panel. Now, he apparently overcharged a consumer. All right.
I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
A consumer, a customer.
No. You were going to say something else before.
Well, no, what was I going to say?
No, don't worry about it. It's okay.
He overcharged a customer. Okay. Charged her $13.11 twice. And then when confronted about it, threw a verbal assault at the customer that was absolutely ridiculous. Now, while I thought the blender situation, remember we were talking about that?
Ah, yeah, throwing the blender.
I thought that was absolutely hysterical. This may be a bit disgusting, okay? So I'm all about people getting their comeuppance, like, big time. But, you know, from watching the videos, it did seem as though the woman was out of line, but not too much. But she was a 55-year-old woman, nonetheless. Now, she went in.
So she was a Karen.
Yeah, it was like Meredith going in, and she had an issue. You know what I mean? What?
So she was a Karen.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
So, oh my God.
So we wound up. You know, the woman was in there. She was saying, "Hey, I want my money back." Now you hear someone state that the woman dropped the N bomb. All right.
Oh,
now,
okay.
I didn't
then
hear
she's
it.
Immediately
I
the
didn't
wrong
hear
the
it. And
case.
And if she did it, she was wrong.
Yeah.
And But you know, I didn't hear it, and not too many would be keen on blurting it out, you know, considering she was in a predominantly black-filled restaurant. You know, and at the end of the day, you shouldn't be saying it to begin with, but if you're going to be saying it, you sure as hell shouldn't be saying it where people are going to really take offense to it. Now, that being said, if she said it, I would expect some retaliation. But this dude, all right, followed the woman out of the restaurant, grabbed her, and proceeded to body slam her onto the ground of the parking lot. Did you guys see this?
Was JR nearby going, "My God, my God, my God, no!"
No.
Watch out!
No.
All right, never mind.
No. That would have been really funny. That would have made it better.
I'm pretty sure there's a video of it now.
But picture Meredith going in.
Stop.
Shut your mouth, Meredith, and just go with the flow.
Go on.
Picture Meredith walking into a place and then being like, "Hey, you overcharged me $13. You know, I want my $13 back." And the guy behind the counter following her out of the place,
which you can't do,
picking her up and throwing her on the floor. How would you?
This is Mike's fantasy.
That's me every day. When you open your mouth.
No, man. What do you call it? No, I'm telling you, man. It was just wrong. She has a broken leg, 9 fractures in her elbow, and 6 broken ribs. Now, is that right? You know?
No.
No, I think not. It's not right. It's wrong. You know, if you want to verbally assault her and make, you know, if she did say anything.
Make her cry.
Make her cry. Or if a woman went out and confronted her, you know, maybe. You know what I'm saying? But,
totally,
dude, you're
story.
Like a 20, 30-year-old guy, man, and you're following an old woman out of the freaking restaurant.
You're a cashier at a Popeyes.
Come on, man. That's just wrong. You don't do things like that.
It's not much of a victory
point. Listen, this is not a white-black thing. It's a right-wrong thing. And, you know, let that jackass try that on someone other than a frail old woman looking for a refund. We'll see what happens. Yes, you are a frail woman. What? I didn't say old. Notice I didn't say the
you
old.
Did.
I didn't say it. I said it before. What? Don't look at me like that. Anyway, it's okay. He'll get his change in prison. It's all right. No problem.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be okay. Ooh. Popeyes fired the clown, but he is being charged with a felony, and he's definitely going to be going away for a while,
well,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, in other Popeyes news, in Maryland, a customer was fatally stabbed while waiting online for a chicken sandwich. Did you guys know about that?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So the dude apparently had a bad case of the munchies and was strategically cutting the line until he caught up with another customer. Who is obviously hangry enough to shank someone over their spot in line. Now, this dude is still on the run, to my knowledge. But seriously, the fact of the matter is what the hell would make someone do such a thing?
They're a diabetic with low blood sugar.
Really? So you would do that? You would just shank someone? Be like, give me some food, man. Give me my Popeye sandwich.
It's just like falling down with Michael Douglas just going, I just... Want breakfast.
I want my sandwich, man. I will just give up my sandwich. Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with Brim.
Hey, this is Adam from Big Brother 13, and you're listening to With Brim. Raw!
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there.
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof.
I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports. In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T! In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dollar's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune into my brother, Brimstone.
Keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So, I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this. Healthy gourmet meals prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is, I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this, you can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. You're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh,
dear prince. I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled Woman of the Water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
And we're back with Within Brimskin.
Thank
so
you.
Now in Texas, there was a substitute teacher and a 16-year-old student that got into an altercation. I don't know if you guys saw this, but what do you call it? You really, really got to see this video. It's absolutely insane. The video footage clearly shows the substitute menacingly getting into the student's face, mm-hmm. and the young girl swatted the teacher away. Now, clearly, she was fearing being hit. Mm-hmm. That being said, this resulted in an absolute beatdown that was fiercer than the old school bare knuckles bum fight videos. Now, I know Mike knows about those. I know you watched the hell of those.
What was it?
The bum fight videos?
Oh, like the World
Star
Hip-Hop?
Yeah, man. Yes.
Yeah, those are the best.
Like bum fights, you know?
Those
like,
are the most entertaining thing in the world.
Crazy. They're like, all right, we'll give you like X amount of money, and they just go to town, bare
knuckles. They get paid?
Yeah, sometimes.
Some people literally just go up to them and go, yo, I want to stage this fight, but you two can really beat the crap out of each other. I don't care. Here's $20 each. And they go, all right, and just start doing it.
They just go, they go to town. Now, whether that's right, wrong, or indifferent doesn't matter. In this situation, it's crazy and wrong.
Helping out the homeless, though.
Now, again, it's of course going to come down to black versus white, but when it's clearly a case of wrong and right. Now, the teacher was black, the student was white. And what do you call it? The beatdown, swift, savage. If you people watch this, you're gonna see like it was beat down city. This teacher just beat the snot out of the kid. It ended with the Good. Kid's head getting curb stomped. Okay.
Okay, that's a little much.
She beat the now of course
no need to go
not until a few not at not until after a few blows to the head were delivered like an Amazon Prime package. The fact is this woman beat the snot out of this kid. Now it's wrong. It's funny when you're watching back and going ha ha she got her ass handed to her.
If you look at it for real, like yeah, right. It's wrong. Now there's also a fighting etiquette rule if you think about that, and you know about those. Like if the guy is down. You make sure he stays down, but you don't beat a guy while he's down.
No.
Because then that gets you in more hot water because then you were defending yourself.
Right. Well, but at the end of the day, it depends on. This was. I can't remember where it was. Oh, in Texas. Yes.
Texas.
So what's really boggles my mind is this was the teacher's 18th day working at the school. Yikes. She passed the background check and had, what do you call it, keyword here is had a clean record, and I have no idea what made her lose her marbles like that. Now,
you
again,
make an impression.
I gotta make an impression.
Yeah, you gotta
in
be
her
a cool
face.
Teacher.
The cool teacher, she made a foot impression in the girl's face. That's okay?
I'm not saying it's okay, but it's experimental.
That's experimental.
Go against Common Core. That's all I'm saying.
I am against Common Core.
Common Core this. Curb stomp.
She legitimately curb stomped this girl. Like, she ripped her out of her seat, and she, like, threw her on her head, and then kicked her, and then stomped on her head. It was like absolutely insane. Listen, anybody who has kids out there, if this happened to your kid, I swear to God, I mean, if anybody ever did that to my kid, I'd be going after them and dealing with the consequences later. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, you have to see it to understand how vicious this really was. I mean, it was pretty freaking insane. Anyway, so some of the kids that were there said that, you know, the unnamed student may have called the teacher the N-word. Again, why it always comes down to that, the fact of the matter is these people, look, don't use a word when you shouldn't be using the word. If that's the case, you know what? You deserve to get slapped, but not, but listen, woman, the teacher should not have hit her like that because all you're doing is destroying yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
There is a fine line between defending yourself if someone's attacking you.
Right.
Especially if it's just if it's verbal attacking, you just go, shut up. Like, just stop. Like, who cares?
You could listen.
You could just tell them to walk out.
You're
the room.
A teacher. You can destroy this kid's life for the rest of the year.
And you can destroy your career for the rest of your life.
Exactly.
You can
Why?
Be blackballed from being a teacher when that's been your goal for this whole year.
Right.
Blackballed. Your whole life. I mean, she wasn't arrested?
Well, she was. Well, first of all, honestly, sticks and stones, okay? If somebody's going to say something, you know, about, you know, you or call you a name or whatever, I don't care what people smack talk me every goddamn day on the internet and so forth. You
in
know
the
what?
Office.
I don't care. The office. I don't care. Why? Because I'm out there doing things. Proof's in the proverbial pudding. Fact of the matter is somebody's going to call you a name, if it's going to bother you that much, then that you're personally taking offense to that word. The fact of the matter is you're giving them power. Don't give them that power. There's no reason to give them the power. You know what I'm saying?
But
yeah.
This is a teacher.
Motivational Monday, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't give them the power. Listen, people have said such stupid things over the years. They call racial slurs. Listen, man, I don't care. Call me whatever the hell you want. It doesn't bother me. Why?
Look at Mike and me every day.
Right.
I haven't bashed his head in.
No.
Yet.
You should. But I'm just kidding.
But I mean, teachers have to live by an ethical code, no?
No, they absolutely should.
I mean, and you have to realize if you're teaching 16-year-olds,
right?
Sometimes they're not going to have choice words for you.
Yeah.
Also, you kind of got to know, becoming a teacher, that they're gonna come at you. No teacher ever has had it easy.
No kidding.
You're gonna have
a-holes. But being a teacher is an easy job.
Here's a quick story, and then I'll go back to this thing. What do you call it? So when I was in middle school, I was going to private school, and there was a teacher that they brought in from Israel. Now, if anybody out there knows about Israelis are some no-nonsense people, okay? They don't care. When you're a certain age, you're in the military, you know what I mean? You don't have a choice. You go. It is what it is. So they are no-nonsense. And one of my oldest friends, Joel, was in a class. I think it was like social studies. I don't know what the hell was going on. All I know is that he mouthed off to the teacher. Now, at the time, Joel was about 3 feet taller than a grasshopper. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he was tiny. And this guy was like 6 foot something. He went over and grabbed Joel by the freaking throat, picked him up out of his seat, and slammed him against the front wall of the, of the room. Now, obviously, everybody went crazy and went running for the principal and so forth, and it was a sight to behold, but this guy destroyed his entire career, and they sent him back to Israel. So he got deported.
Also, but did someone yell "World Star" while it was recording?
No, because we didn't have the internet.
Doesn't count
those
as
days.
A fight. Doesn't count as a fight. It didn't exist.
We didn't
if
have
you
that.
Do not
those
call
days.
Out "World Star." I don't care if it's the 1940s. It was not a real fight.
This is true.
Yeah,
I give you that. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, the woman that we were talking about before, she's now facing felony assault charges, and she's been fired from the school district. Now, was it all worth it? You know, was it? I don't think so. Meanwhile, now she's just given up her 15 minutes of fame. She should have opted to be that teacher who does cool handshakes with the students instead. You know what I'm saying?
Better or like PR. Chewbacca mom.
You know
when
what
she's
I mean?
Lame.
Chewbacca mom. Yeah. Ugh. You know, is she still doing anything, Chewbacca mom?
I don't know. But the last time I saw a picture of her, she was next to John Cusack at a con signing.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's insane. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to show you the picture now.
No.
Yeah.
Do you guys know Chewbacca mom?
No.
Come on.
No.
Really? Oh, my Lord. So she had the mask, the Chewbacca mask when it came out, that when you open the, because it's attached to your jaw, and you open your mouth, and it goes, what? It opens and it goes, you know what I mean? It does the Chewbacca sounds. So she's doing it, and she's cracking up profusely, and it's like the dumbest thing. And what do you call it? She is. It was. That's true. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. It is what it is.
It was at one of the fan expos.
At a fan expo?
Yep,
I'm calling them up and having a conversation.
Hell yeah.
So anyway, I sent it over to Peter and Angie, Peter when he was still alive. And I was like, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but you need to see this. And they saw that, and I think that they touched base with her or whatever, and I think she had the chance to meet Peter before he passed away. But you know, at the end of the day, it's kind of like, seriously? You know, she got fame out of laughing about putting on a Chewbacca mask. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And she was cracking up. You guys got to see the video.
No, I've seen the video.
I think I'm gonna start. I think I'm gonna start on social media posting like the videos from all the stuff that I'm talking about because people need to see it.
It's not a bad idea because then you can link it back to the show and you know AOSEO. Yeah,
there you go. Anyway, so
because everyone wants to see someone eat sausage.
Yes, with their hiney. Everybody has to see that. She wants to come on the show, by the way. I have to contact her.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I guess let's do this. We're coming to the end of the segment.
Second segment.
All right, yeah, I got so much stuff to talk about. What do you call it? What we'll do Rant is... All right, well, let's do this. Did you guys see the clip of Alex Trebek getting emotional on
yes,
Jeopardy?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I was very
happy. It was very sweet.
Was it the last episode or something?
On the previous episode, there was a final Jeopardy.
Very sweet
And
moment.
A guy sacrificed his entire earnings, except for $5, otherwise you're kicked out of the game, even though he knew he was going to lose by doing that, and literally wrote a note for Final Jeopardy for your final answer. And he wrote, "We love you, Alex Trebek."
Says, "What is we love you, Alex?"
Yeah, what is we love you, Alex?
Isn't that sweet?
And
oh, because he's torn him into
because he survived. Well, he had stage 4 cancer.
Oh, he still has stage 4 pancreatic cancer,
and he's at like the slimmest point of possibility of surviving. And in his age, he knows it's going to be a hard time.
Yeah,
and he's doing well, but that can go either way.
Well, he's been having complications.
He's been having complications. He was in remission supposedly for like. Not very long at all.
No, not at all.
And he's still doing it?
Yeah. Well, he's hosted the show for over 35 years. So, yeah.
Pancreatic
cancer is the worst. So I don't know if there's any way to beat that. But anyway, it's really sad. We send him all our love.
9%.
In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, guys. This is Anamia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yippa!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hello, this is Andre Stoiker, the voice of Owl and Winnie the Pooh, reminding you that you're listening with my favorite people, Brim, and every once in a while, Sambo.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Thonum by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool.
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You Don't Mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
No work, no effort. Just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
And we're back, too, with Brimskin.
Hey-o.
So, doing time. What do you call it?
Is easy.
So, a convicted murderer, Ben Schreiber, collapsed in his prison cell back in 2015.
Oh, good for him.
Now, he had a DNR in place, okay, but the doctors at the Iowa State Penitentiary restarted his heart 5 times. So technically, he died, thus feels that he technically fulfilled his life sentence.
Hmm.
That's awesome.
What do you guys think about this? This dude was put behind bars after conspiring with the victim's girlfriend, bludgeoned a 39-year-old man to death with a wooden pickaxe handle, all right, and then first-degree murder, life without parole.
Yeah, definitely.
Kickstart your heart?
Yeah.
There you go.
Just gonna say.
Yeah. My heart, kickstart my heart.
I five feel like times.
I felt
five
like
times.
Felt like Vince Neil there for a second. I forgot the words.
You know what? It's okay.
Sorry, Vince. Anyway, so this dude is like fighting the court systems because he's like, you know, I just did my sentence.
I did my sentence.
Technically, it's true. All right? Technically, he's true. Obviously, he's not a nice, wholesome boy. But, you know, at the end of the day, he did serve his life sentence. He died, and they resuscitated him. They weren't supposed to.
Why did they go 5 times?
The best thing that I can say is
his heart
is
stopped,
this.
So they revived him 5 times.
The best thing I can say is this. Ready?
Well, where that judge, you know, might have said, that what he said.
Technically,
the judges last week decided they weren't giving this prick a get out of jail free card.
Well, what was the crime?
He murdered.
Oh, I was too busy manning the cameras.
He conspired with the victim's girlfriend, so there was obviously something going on there. And then he bludgeoned the guy with a handle of a pickaxe. He didn't even hit him with the pickaxe. He bludgeoned him with the handle. He done went wild on his ass.
Yeah, that word bludgeon kind of doesn't help his case.
No.
If it was any other word besides bludgeon, I'd probably hear him out. Bludgeoned is intense.
Bludgeon's a little intense.
I don't want that in society.
It was a clear cut mashed potato.
But he had a DNR.
He had a DNR.
Resuscitated him.
And they did resuscitate him.
Yeah, which is a no-no. You're not supposed to do that. You went against his rights as a human. That's the hard thing.
Get him like a cabin in like nowhere, Alaska.
Or like Dakota.
Put him in there, huh?
Stick him in a Dakota.
Well, they said that he's going to remain in prison until the examiner determines that he is dead for good. You guys aren't on it, man. You got to on it.
That was like 40 minutes ago you told us that word.
You know what the word is. I said it. You got to remember.
I'm here thinking is the word at this point, man.
You know what? I think now instead of the scream, we have to just Chewbacca growl.
Yeah, there you go. What do you do? What do you do with that? Like, what do you think? Do you think that they should let him go? Or
so here's the thing. Technically, I don't think so.
I mean, if we could hide the fact that Epstein didn't kill himself, we could hide.
No. No, he didn't say dead.
It's true. What is it?
What do you think? He technically died.
Moral ethics standpoint, he was told to be not resuscitated. So technically, he could go back and sue the prison. Not for his freedom, but for money. And then have something.
Toiletry money,
exactly. Or something like that.
Okay.
And then...
He's going to get... I'd like that cell on the corner with the view.
Give him a raise. Give him like a full $1 for every hour he works now.
There you go. Done. Instead of weak pennies.
What's wrong with you? Seriously? No.
I mean, technically correct is annoying. And technically, he was dead.
If he only has one life sentence, it's not like, well, now we know why they have multiple life sentences.
Is there anybody like...
This is very true.
Does he have like a kid or like anybody that like... They could essentially give them the money or something?
I don't know. But
if he did, then there should be a court case to where, okay, well, he was told to be not resuscitated, but they did, so they went against his rights as a human and also his requests so he could come back and sue. So then that money should then go to a next of kin, yes.
Yeah.
But... I don't know what the final. I mean, you should still say you kind of murdered somebody still? The whole bludgeoning thing? Like, yeah. I kind of agree with you on that one, Mike. Like, yeah, I accidentally stabbed this guy 18 times.
The next of kin didn't bludgeon anybody.
Accidentally stabbed
assuming.
Him 18 yeah. times.
Accidentally, he fell on my knife 18 thing. Times. It was a shame. Really, truly. You know? Not like, shame. Oh, my sledgehammer proceeded to slam on him 8 times. Like, come on.
Nah.
That's a little worse.
No, that was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you call it? What do you think, Mayor?
I just can't believe Steve's been moonlighting as an attorney.
Oh. I mean, I just know how to talk sometimes.
Sometimes.
And also, I do have a book. I do have a law book on media
he
law,
does.
Though.
He does.
Which
have
I have brought
office.
Out twice.
Word for
this
word, by
time.
The way. He can, like, recite that word for word. Like, he sounds really? Like a lawyer for, like, 2 minutes at a time.
I mean, kind of.
Like, if I had to go on trial and it was, like, 18 minutes that trial,
yeah.
I would have Steve as my lawyer.
18
well, I appreciate that.
Over 18 minutes, I got to get a professional.
I walk in, pull a My Cousin Vinny. This ute.
Yeah. That would be hilarious.
This singular ute.
Oh, my God. The thing you look. Yeah, that right away, it would be freaking.
Yeah, it'd be game over. You'd be like, yeah, it was worth
done.
It.
Done. It was over. So, anyway, so the next topic, well, it's kind of really. What do you call it? Yeah, you know what's coming. Okay, so a woman in California was the victim of a heinous attack.
Oh, no.
Absolutely
no.
awful.
Oh, no.
She recalls the attack vividly. All right. It was liquid, hot liquid, she said. I was soaked and it was coming off my eyelashes into my eyes.
Nice.
Nice. So the report says that Heidi Van Tassel was parked in Hollywood, and as she was getting into the car, a homeless man sprinted across the boulevard, pulled her out of the car, dragged her into the center of the street, and dumped a full bucket of hot wet diarrhea on her head. She dumped it
good
on her
God.
Head. So she legit said it seemed as though the guy had been saving it up for a month, so there was so much of it.
Saving it up for a month? Oh.
What do you do? What do you do?
I mean, at that point, you just you just effing take it.
What do you do?
You well, just take it.
You're just cursing the hell out of
this. There's no else. There's nothing else. Like, you just take it. Like, he's a homeless dude.
Let that ferment.
How do you do that?
Like, I don't know if I can recover from something like that.
How does... I don't...
I think you'd have to bludgeon that dude.
There you go. I mean... I this poor girl...
I have PTSD, post-traumatic disorder.
Well played. Anyway, so it's pretty gross, man.
It's bad.
I had to mention it because, you know, it is what it is. Like,
I mean, it's just nasty.
I was trying to stay away from the poop stuff for like this week because
hey,
you know, Meredith
happened on this show.
But every
on the
time
show.
I come on. And then I don't come on, and you're like, oh, we talked about, you know, flowers and daisies.
This
and
is true. But speaking about coming on, Mike, there was this situation about a condom. What?
It was actually fake.
No. Oh, yeah. Really?
I looked it up. It was tragic.
Fake
that would have been a great story.
Well, what was the story? You might as well say
it.
It
was just a story about, like, this hotel cleaning lady. She found some millionaire's condom in the trash, mm-hmm. and she impregnated herself.
Oh, man.
And then sued. Saying that she deserves like custody,
money,
and stuff like that.
Wow!
If
and
only
then she won.
If only.
Right now, every cleaning lady is like.
Every cleaning
through.
Lady's like,
I can find something. I can find something.
Or they luck out, like they lose, and they just get like some like. Gas station employee who just had a good week.
Oh wow!
What is it? One of those motor inns with the heart shaped tub. Woman's
ooh.
Like, oh, I finally scored.
Yeah, right? I don't know, man.
You got to go to like some like Hilton or something to
yeah,
get like the good
true.
Stuff.
So what do you call it? There was a funny thing about a Harvard professor who made a statement, and I wanted to get your opinions on it. He says that you should only eat 6 fries per serving. What are your thoughts? Now, this is a question I couldn't ask Kim.
I think that is
wait.
A load of bull.
Why?
Could you imagine?
But what's the reasoning?
There is no reason. He said, apparently he said, you should only eat 6 fries per serving.
Obesity cured.
I boom. Need a reason.
World hunger solved.
Why? Just what does the 7th fry do?
Just Epstein's still dead. It's enough. Just a second.
That's his
but
thesis.
What changes?
No, that's just his thesis that got him to become like a college professor.
Yeah. Like, instead of eating a whole bunch of fries, you should only eat 6, and that should be your serving.
Or...
I don't. I in a million years I couldn't do that.
Or
what? I could eat just six fries.
Go fuck yourself. Like that's it.
Why is there so
but
much
there
cursing
needs to be,
today?
Like, reasoning behind it. You know, you need scientific evidence as to why.
There is no scientific evidence.
So then I could tell you that you can only have 15 fries.
Okay.
What difference does it make?
Then I would still tell you to go fuck yourself. I want at least two things of fries. Especially the Nathan fries. No free ads. Oh, my God.
Cheesy Nathan fries.
I could eat some Nathan's fries like nobody's business.
Cheesy Nathan fries.
Cheesy Nathan. See, I don't know about that. Ooh.
Have
Let's
you tried them,
them
though? Have you tried them?
Cheesy Nathan's fries, some bacon.
No, not even the bacon. Not even the bacon, because you got the meat from the dog.
You
get it from the dog.
You guys like cheese on your fries, though?
Sometimes.
I feel like it takes away from the flavor.
It only depends on what fries I'm having. It's very specific on what fries I have.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like if I have Wendy's fries.
You were like way into this.
Wendy's fries, extra crispy, decent amount of salt. McDonald's, extra crispy,
ooh,
no salt.
Ooh, yeah, you know McDonald's fries are the bomb.
Extra crispy, no salt. Mm. Burger King fries in my trash. You know what I mean?
I agree with that. Yeah. Checkers fries? Hell yeah,
Burger
baby.
King fries
Checkers
taste
fries
like the cat litter.
All American fries, the bomb.
The bomb. Five Guys fries?
Woo! Not bad. Anyway, thanks again for tuning in to Within Brim Skin. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe, hit us up on all the social media. Thank you, Mike, for hanging out. Thanks to Meredith for hanging out. We'll be hanging with you again next week.
Hey-o.
Yeah.